Good morning. For our series of talks throughout Lent, we're going to be considering how we might worship in the wilderness. And in the first talk today, we're going to be looking at how a journey in the wilderness can be spirit-led. Life is really confusing and bewildering, isn't it, at the moment for many of us. We hear people asking questions. We might ask these questions ourselves. Why is this happening? Will life ever be the same again? And because there's no easy answers to those questions, we can just become worried and anxious. Will life ever be the same again? I don't know about you, but when I reflect back over my Christian life, I find long stretches of what you might call the normal, the routine, interspersed with times that you could call mountaintop experiences and what you might call wilderness experiences. They're the exception. Most of life is normal and routine, but we go through, don't we, times when we feel on top of the world and times when we feel we might be stumbling through the dust and the dirt. I suspect many people these days are feeling that they're stumbling through the dust and the dirt. But I'd like us to get some encouragement from the fact that if we stumble, if we go through wilderness experiences, we're only going through what Jesus went through. What we all want to be doing, I think, is to try and live our lives as close to the way Jesus lived as we can. We fall a long way short, but that's our aspiration. And if we're trying to live as Jesus lived, we'll go through wilderness experience because he did. This morning I want to look at three things that the Bible can teach us about these experiences. And the first and most important, I think, is that wilderness is not a sign of God's absence. So important to understand that. Probably the best known wilderness story in the Old Testament, of course, is the Israelites wandering in the desert for 40 years. And today's reading from Deuteronomy is looking at chapter 8, verses 1 to 4. I'm just going to read these for you now. This is what it says. Be careful to follow every command I'm giving you today, so that you may live and increase, and may enter and possess the land that the Lord promised on oath to your ancestors. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the wilderness these 40 years, to humble and test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. He humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which neither you or your ancestors had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothes did not wear out, and your feet did not swell during those 40 years. They had this mountaintop experience, the Israelites, hadn't they? They'd escaped from their oppressors. They'd seen God do something absolutely wonderful when he parted the Red Sea. They were able to walk across on dry land when they thought they were completely trapped. It just couldn't have got any better, could it? They'd seen a miracle. They'd escaped from their oppressors. It was a real mountaintop experience. But what followed that was the desert, wasn't it? They were in the wilderness for 40 years and they grumbled. But in all that time, God was with them. We're actually told they were led by God into the wilderness. And God was with them in the wilderness. That reading we've just heard shows that while they were going through all their trials, God provided food. He provided water. We're even told, amazingly, that their clothes didn't wear out. Their feet didn't swell. Can you imagine? Just imagine yourself now, wherever you are, wearing the clothes that you had in 1981, 40 years ago. and they'd never worn out, and you'd worn them every day. That is an incredible provision. It's a miracle. And yet I guess it's an easy thing to overlook. Their clothes didn't wear out. Their feet didn't swell. God was providing their every need. He was with them in their struggle. And in scripture we see so many examples of people in the desert, people in the wilderness, people of God struggling, and God meets with them in the wilderness. We haven't got time this morning to go into any real detail, but I'm just going to mention four people, and you may know the stories, or you can look them up yourself. But we see Jacob, we see Job, we see David, we see Elijah meet with God at their lowest points in the desert. The desert isn't a place we would choose to go. We don't choose these wilderness experiences. They can be, the desert can just be a wild, dry, barren, dangerous place. But what we see in scripture is it can also be a place of provision, a place of transformation, a place of encounter with God. All those people I've mentioned were strengthened and blessed when they met with God in the wilderness. We should never think that going through a difficult wilderness experience is a sign of God's absence. It is not a sign of God's absence. He is there. He wants to meet with us. He's ready to meet with us. He's ready to provide for us. So that's the first thing then. Wilderness is not a sign of God's absence. The second point I'd like to look at this morning is how we can be led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Now, we're not always led by the Spirit into difficult situations. Sometimes difficult situations just are of our own making. We make poor choices. We ignore God. We go our own way. We think we know best. And sometimes we get ourselves into real difficulties. And we go through some of these wilderness experiences simply because we've made poor choices. Sometimes circumstances just conspire and we go through difficult things and we haven't chosen it, and it's not through poor choices and we haven't been led by God. It's just life sometimes makes us go through difficult things. But we do need to understand that sometimes we can be led by God. Sometimes we can be led by the Spirit into the wilderness. And we know, as I said earlier, that Jesus went through this. Jesus' experience was very similar in some ways to the Israelites in the desert. Jesus went through water in his baptism. And at his baptism, God spoke clearly to him. What we read in Mark's Gospel in chapter 1, verses 10 to 13 is this. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven. You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased. At once the Spirit sent him out into the wilderness. Just like the Israelites, immediately after a mountaintop experience, they'd gone through the Red Sea. And then they went into the desert. Jesus has this top of the world experience. You can't get a greater experience than seeing heaven being torn open, the Spirit descending on him like a dove, and a voice saying, you are my Son whom I love. With you, I am well pleased. Couldn't have a bigger or a better mountaintop experience than that, could you? And the very next line in that passage says, at once, the Spirit sent him out into the wilderness. Sometimes we can be sent into difficult situations by the Spirit. Sometimes it's very soon after mountaintop experiences. It's been said that often we go through the mountaintop experiences simply to equip us to deal with the wilderness experiences. So it's no coincidence that it's immediately after a wonderful experience that the Israelites go into the desert, that Jesus is sent by the Spirit into the desert. Why would the Spirit lead us into these difficult situations? It's a difficult question, isn't it? You know, God wants the best for us. So why would we be led by the Spirit sometimes into wilderness experiences? Well, perhaps it's to help us to encounter God in a new way. More likely, it's to help us to grow. How do we grow more like Jesus? Because that's our aim, isn't it? It's what we want. It's what God wants for us. How do we grow more like Jesus? Well, generally, it's by overcoming obstacles, overcoming difficulties. That's how our character develops. Our character wouldn't develop if we never had to encounter an obstacle. Can you imagine a life where you never had a problem, where everything is provided for you, whenever you want it, however you want it? You don't have to strive for anything. You don't develop character like that. You become soft, flabby, unable really to develop a character that is more and more like Jesus. Our character develops by overcoming difficulties. And we know the character that God wants for us, don't we? We read in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, the fruit of the Spirit. A lovely picture of how we're meant to grow. We're meant to grow like fruit. We're meant to develop over time into the fullness of what we're meant to be. And we read this, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And how do we develop those characteristics? How do we become more like Jesus by developing those characteristics? None of us have got all of those characteristics all of the time because we're a work in progress. We are growing. What we need to be doing is saying, am I growing more kind? Am I growing more patient, forbearing? And we only grow by being put into situations where we have to develop those characteristics. How do you become more forbearing or patient? How does that happen? By being put into situations where you have to be patient, and they will be difficult situations. How do we become more self-controlled by being in situations where we're tempted to lose control, to get angry or whatever it might be? So sometimes we might be led by the Spirit into a wilderness experience to help us to grow, to help us to develop. Because if we never face difficulties, we wouldn't be able to grow. We grow by being tested. The third and final point is that the wilderness can be a place where we can learn to worship God in new ways. Worshipping God when we're on top of the world can be very simple, can't it? We're full of joy. We've had a mountaintop experience. Something wonderful's happened. We've been to a wonderful service or a wonderful meeting. Something great's happened in our life, and we can just say thank you, God, and we can sing and shout praises. And it's great when that happens. But when things aren't going well, when we're struggling with things, it's not so easy to sing and shout praises to God. If you're wrestling with something really difficult, and it might be the loss of a loved one, it might be dealing with serious illness for yourself or for someone you love. It might be losing a job. It could be any sort of really difficult situation. And we don't find it easy then, do we? To sing and to shout God's praises. that's a time when we might have to look at different modes of worship. Things that might include silence and simplicity, solitude, even fasting. When we're in a tough place, it isn't natural, it doesn't feel natural to sing and shout God's praises. But one thing we learn from Scripture, it's okay to be angry at God. It's okay to be disappointed with God. If you're disappointed or angry at God because of the situation you find yourself in, read some of the Psalms. The Psalms are full of godly people expressing their anger and their disappointment with God. It's okay for us to do the same. Talk to God honestly about how you feel. That's what he wants us to do. Going to him honestly with our feelings, even if they're feelings of anger and disappointment. That's a relationship. That's what God wants, an honest relationship. And the Psalms give us permission to do that. Going to God with our feelings is worship. Whatever those feelings are, he wants us to worship him honestly. So, to sum up, going through a wilderness experience is not a sign of God's absence. He wants to meet with us there. He will provide for us there. Sometimes we will be led by the Spirit into the wilderness so that we can be strengthened, so that we can grow more like Jesus. And sometimes we'll be led into the wilderness in order to find new forms, new modes of worship, to come to our God however we are, however we feel. If you're struggling today in any way, my prayer is you'll be encouraged by the fact that the Israelites were transformed through a wilderness experience. And we can be too. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that wherever we are, however we feel, you want us to have a relationship with you. You want us to come to you honestly. You want us to meet with you in our wilderness experiences. And you want to provide for us. You will be with us in them. Help us, Lord, to be honest with you. To be honest with each other. And Lord, I just pray for people who are feeling at the moment, they're going through a wilderness experience, that you will bring them through this, strengthened and blessed. In Jesus' name.